Now, you ask me any words you want to ask him about the sleeve, you know, back, and I can remember.
Well, can you remember slavery days very well?
Of course, I remember all our white folks and all the names of them, all the children. Call every one of the children's names.
Who did you belong to?
Jim Button, the baby boy.
Where was that? Where did he live?
That's out here in Hayes County. Off of myself.
Is that right?
I can probably lay off a cornrow as good as any man.
Is that right?
Of course I can.
Well, good
to you. Soft, pick cotton. I used to pick one. I've been here since I've been here. The hunter and pick my 500 pounds of cotton.
Knock out 500 pounds?
Knock out 500 pounds of cotton and walk across the field and hunt watermelon, plum granites, and that.
Well, just tell me what your name is.
My name is Fountain Hughes. I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia. My grandfather belonged to Thomas Jefferson. My grandfather was 115 years old when he died. And now I am 101 years old.
Well, I don't know how. I don't know, tell you the truth. When I think of it today, I don't know how I'm living. None of the rest of them, as I know, are living. I'm the oldest one that I know that's living. But still, I'm thankful to the Lord.
Do you remember much about the Civil War?
No, I don't remember much about it.
You're a little young then, I guess. Huh?
I remember when the Yankees come along and took all the good horses. And
next time you see, there come a whole troop of Yankees. All riding horses. Big guns hanging on there, and all that stuff, you know. And we all just stand looking at them, all going home. And I asked him, Mama, where they going? He said, they're all going home now. And old Colonel Craig, that's old Martha, he was looking at. He said, well, hey, all of you niggas is all free now. Yankees all going home.
My daddy told me I was 19 years old on the 18th of December, and that's all I could go by.
18th of December when?
Well, 1880.
Well, you said you hadn't been to the jailhouse but twice. Did they put you in jail twice?
No, I just went by that.
Went by the jail?
Down the street, yes.
Well, when you had friends in jail, didn't you go to see them?
I didn't go to see them because I always said practice makes perfect. But Lord knows I'm telling you the truth what I said. When I just wouldn't go to see him, I said, no, I ain't going to see him. I said, practice makes perfect. I ain't going there.
My master was named Louis Morton. My mistress was named Blanche Morton. Well, are you ready for me to talk?
What happened after surrender?
Sir?
What happened after surrender?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, now, they tell me till a year before the folk know that they was free. And when they found out they was free, they worked on shares, they tell me. Worked on shares.
I was raised in the house with him.
Mr. Felix
McMillan. And I remember telling him one story. You know what it is?
Mom and them didn't know where to go, you see, after she was broke. Just like he turned something out, you know. Didn't know where to go. That's just where he stayed. Didn't know where to go. Turned out just like, you know, you turn out careful. I say. Well, I can't remember much about it, but I remember this much. When Mr. Benton was gone along, all the niggas gathered around and see old Master again. You know, and old Master didn't tell you, know, it was free.
He didn't tell you that?
No, he didn't tell. They waited. I think now they say they waited on 6 months out of that, 6 months, and turned them loose on the 19th of June. That's why you know you celebrate that day, colored folks.